Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. The Mishnah now discusses the process for interrogating witnesses by a case of Dinei Mamonis. So, Zakta Mishnah, Ketzad Baikim Es Eidim, how do we examine the Eidim to find out if they're telling the truth? Hayu Machnisen Oisan, so we would bring them into the court, Uma'ayimin Alehen, and we would warn them. We would tell them how terrible the Aveira is of giving false testimony, and how they would be punished in this world and in the next. Uma'itzien Eskala Adam Lachutz. Then, once they agree to continue, we send everyone out, meaning we clear the court, lachutz outside, and we leave in the court only the most prominent of the Eidim, because we don't interrogate them while they're in the room together, we do one at a time. Now, the litigants, meaning the plaintiff and the defendant, are still present, because the halach is that they are entitled to hear the Eidos that's being said about them. And the Beis Din now says to the most prominent of the Eidim, Emar, tell us, how is it that you know that Reuven, who is the defendant, owes Shimon the money? In other words, how do you know that a loan took place? So Imamar, if the aide responds and he says like this, Hu Amarli, he told me Shani Chayevlo, I heard Reuven say that he owes Shimon. Ish Pliny Amarli Shu Chayevlo, or I heard from someone else, meaning I heard secondhand testimony. My friend Chaim told me that Reuven borrowed the money from Shimon. So in either of those cases, Zakta Mishnah Lo Yamar Klum, we reject the Eidos. Why? Because we don't accept testimony unless Ad Sheyomer, the Mishnah explains, Ad Sheyomer, until the aid says Befaneinu Hayda Loi Shehu Chayev Loi Mesayim Zuz, that Reuven told us, meaning Reuven looked at the Eidim and he said, I want you both to testify to the fact that I am borrowing money from Shimon, or that I owe money to Shimon. But he told them that he wants them to testify to this fact. If he simply told them that I owe the money without appointing them to be Eidim, then people did that in those times because they didn't want to appear rich. So they would claim that they owe debts to certain people. So just the fact that someone claimed, let's say in Shul, that he owes money, that is not enough for an aid to say testimony that we would accept it and make Reuven pay. And similarly, secondhand testimony is also not accepted in Beis Din. So it has to be, again, that Reuven said to the Eidim, I hereby want you both to be Eidim to this fact that I am borrowing money from Shimon, or I want you to be Eidim to the fact that I owe Shimon money. The achakach, and after that happens, machnisin asosheni ubait kemaisoy. After we're satisfied with the edus of the first guy, we bring in the second guy and we interrogate him. Im nimtzu divrei mechuvanim. If their testimonies match, noisin v'noisin bedavar. Then we move ahead. In other words, we accept the edus and then we move to make a judgment. Now, while we're making a judgment, while we're discussing it, meaning while the Eidim now are discussing whether to rule in favor of Shimon or in favor of Reuven. So now the Mishnah says, what happens if the judges are deliberating, and Shnayim Oimrim Zakai, two say that the defendant is innocent, V'echad Oimrim Chayev, and one says he's Chayev Zakai, so we let him off the hook. Shnayim Oimrim, if two say Chayev, he owes the money, V'echad Oimrim Zakai, and one says he doesn't Chayev, then we rule that he is Chayev. V'echad Oimrim Zakai, if one guy says he doesn't owe the money, V'echad Oimrim Chayev, and one says he does, then Vafilu Shnayim Mezakim, or even if two say he's innocent or doesn't owe the money, or Shnayim Mechayven, or two say he is Chayiv, Echad Oimer, any Yedeya, if one says I don't know, Yosifu Adayonim, we add two judges. Meaning like this, if you have the three judges, one says he's innocent, one says he owes the money, and one says I'm not sure, so normally you would think, let's just bring in one more guy, a fourth guy, because the fourth guy is either going to decide he's innocent or decide he's guilty, and you'll have your majority. The problem is that that's not, the halacha is that that doesn't work. When we always need to add two judges, and even though we're going to have a majority with only adding one, but still we need to add two. And the halacha goes the same if you have five guys. If you add another two, and again the same thing happens, two say he's innocent, two say he's guilty, and you have one guy that's abstaining, then you're going to need to add another two. You're going to keep adding two until you reach a verdict with a actual majority. All right, Zak Mishnah Zayin, Gamru Es HaDavar, what happens if they made a psak? So then, in other words, they decided, either like the defendant or like the plaintiff. So they would bring in the plaintiffs, and the most prestigious of the judges would say, he would pronounce the decision. He would say, Ish Pleini Atta Zakai, Ish Pleini Atta Chayiv. He would say, either you're innocent or you're guilty. Now, the deliberations happened privately. No one was allowed to see what happened. And the Mishnah now is going to tell us that it's also for the judges to reveal who ruled innocent and who ruled guilty. Meaning, if, let's say, one of the judges who was picked by the defendant, he ruled in favor of the defendant, but he was overruled, right? By 2-1, he lost. But he doesn't want his reputation to be ruined. He's still friends, let's say, or he knows who Reuven is, and he's worried that Reuven now is going to have a taina against him. So he wants to let Reuven know, by the way, I ruled with you, I ruled in your favor, but what should I do? I was overruled. So the Mishnah is now telling us that that's aser. So says the Mishnah, how do we know that after the court proceedings are finished, one of the dayanim is not allowed to say, "Ani mizakev achaver mechayven, I ruled in your favor, but my friends overruled me, 2-1, I lost the case, what should I do?" Right, that they had the majority, so what can I do? So al zeh nemar, regarding this, the pasuk says, you're not allowed to go bearing tales, right, telling things over. Now, that even means, and how do we know that that means even to reveal a secret? Because v'yomer, it says, that we see in Mishle, we see that from the pasuk in Mishle, that even just to reveal secrets, that's considered halich rachel, and the Torah says you're not allowed to be halich rachel. So we see that after the court proceedings are done, the judges are not allowed to let anyone know what their personal decisions were.